Today is Partnership Sunday, and you'll find on some of your seats there are partnership cards. And I want to speak about partnership this Sunday from the Bible and our biblical partnership declaration. So we try and have a partnership service once a year. After I've preached, we will be welcoming some new partners into Rock Christian Center. And I just want to make it clear what I'm saying today, who should become a partner of Rock Christian Center and who shouldn't. So partnership is a biblical concept. In Philippians 1, verse 3 to 5, Paul writes to the church in Philippi, "I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." So that is where we get partnership from. It's a biblical word. And God calls us in this passage to partner with him and to partner with one another in the work of the gospel, in reaching out with the good news of the gospel, in all that is encompassed in the work of the gospel. And we have partnership in this church rather than membership, because partners have a joint responsibility to work together for a common aim. Now, quite a few of you here today have not been here when we've talked about partnership and when we've had one of these partnership Sundays. Others of you will know it, be quite familiar with it. So some of you will have heard me say and give this illustration before. If you are a member of a gym or a club or a society of some sort, if you're a member of that gym, you pay, don't you, to be a member. And you go when you feel like it. Quite a few people have signed up since Christmas, having overindulged over Christmas and thought, you know, we need to turn over a new leaf, we'll sign up to a gym. And they pay their money, and then as January progresses, they go less and less often. And perhaps that membership almost soon lapses. But you know, if you do go to the gym, you expect everything to be laid on for you. So you expect all the machines, that's not the right term, but everything working. I'm looking desperately at Theo, knowing, having not really been to a gym very much at all in my whole life. Growing up in farming, you didn't have to go to a gym to keep fit. You know, you expect all the apparatus to be working. You expect the gym and the clubhouse to be clean and tidy. And what you do if it's not, you complain, don't you? You make a complaint. You say, well, I'm paying my money. You know, it's, it should be clean. It should be tidy. Everything should be working. And as a member, you are a user of that gym. You don't have any responsibility to help run the place.
Well, God doesn't want us to treat his church like that. God wants us to be partners together with Christ, for Christ, in the building of his kingdom. It's not about building the church, it's about building his kingdom, isn't it? It's not about building our own reputation, it's about building his kingdom, working together to build his church. So what does our partnership declaration say? What does it say on these cards? It says, partnership is for all Christians who would like to commit themselves to partner with Rock Christian Center in the vision and growth of the church. Becoming a partner involves making the following declaration. Firstly, I'm a committed Christian who has repented of my sin, believed in Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord, and has been born again and filled with the Holy Spirit. And this is the most important part of partnership. You know, many people call themselves Christians and may be members of a church, but they don't necessarily have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. They have never repented of their sin, never fully believed in Jesus Christ, never made Jesus Savior and Lord of their lives, never been actually truly born again, never been filled or baptized with the Holy Spirit. They may call themselves Christians, but they're not born again believers. I used to know a wonderful vicar, Church of England vicar, who was a vicar near us in London, and his father had been a priest, had been a Church of England priest. And so as he grew up, he decided that he would like to follow his father's footsteps. So he went through the training and he became a Church of England priest. Do you know, he used to say, he was quite a bit older than me, he says, I was a priest, I was a vicar for 15 years before I became a Christian. Staggering, isn't it? So for 15 years, he'd led a church, he'd been a vicar, but he wasn't actually born again. He didn't actually know the Lord. He was just going through the rituals because he'd been brought up that way. And because his dad had been a vicar, he thought that would be a good thing to be. But then, having come to Christ, it completely revolutionized and transformed his ministry. And he was full of the Holy Spirit and had a dynamic ministry, but it was very clear that he was actually a vicar for 15 years before he'd become a Christian. It's incredible, isn't it? And it just shows how we can sit in church, we can go to church, maybe we were brought up to go to church, and do think about this with your children, if you've got children and young people, be challenging them that they need a personal relationship themselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not second hand. You know, when we face God, we won't be taking our mum or dad with us. I won't be able to go with you and sort of say, you won't be able to say, well, I knew John Watts, you know, I went to his church, Rock Christian Center. I'm sure he put in a good reference for me. You know, we need to have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the foundation of partnership. So the vital question for each one of us is, have you been born again by the Spirit? Have you ever asked Jesus into your life? Have you ever committed your life to Jesus? Have you ever repented of your sins? Have you ever believed in Jesus Christ? Is Jesus your Lord and Savior? Have you been filled and baptized by the Holy Spirit? The Bible tells us, John 3 tells us, when Jesus is speaking to Nicodemus, he says, you must be born again by the Spirit. So if you're born again, you have the Holy Spirit within you because it is a spiritual work in that sense. And so if you've never asked Jesus into your life, if you're not following Jesus, if you're living in disobedience to the commands of the Bible, you should not become a partner of Rock Christian Center. That's very clear. You need to be born again by the Spirit of God. Jesus said, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they're born again by the Holy Spirit. Instead of becoming a partner, I would urge you instead to ask Jesus into your lives right now. Repent of your sin. Believe in Jesus Christ and his death on the cross for your sin. Do it today. Don't delay, because today is the day of salvation. Amen? We can't guarantee, none of us can guarantee tomorrow. None of us can. So it's so important that we do business with God now. When you see what's going on in the world just at this present time, you see particularly what's going on in Gaza with Israel, and you see how Israel is becoming the really very, very unpopular. Do you realize the Bible tells us that at the end of all things, all the nations will turn against Israel and will start to attack Israel? You know, I think we are close to the end times, aren't we? We really are. And we need to wake up to that. So do business with God today. Don't leave it to some future date. Don't leave it until you're really old, because you might not get there. And that's something that's really important. So that's the first vital, important thing of partnership. The second declaration says, by becoming a partner of Rock Christian Center, I want to play my part in fulfilling the church's mission statement to be a church of all nations, sharing God's love and truth to all people through the life-transforming message of Jesus. And everything we do as a church should help to fulfill our mission statement. Praise God. As you look around this morning, we are already a church of all nations. Well, perhaps not quite all, but there's more than 30, about 35 different nationalities in this church. Praise God, isn't that wonderful? So we're already a church of all nations, praise God, which is wonderful. And we welcome people, whatever their race, their nationality, their skin color, etc., background is. And our purpose is to share God's love and truth to all people. We communicate God's love and truth through the life-transforming message of Jesus. That's why here in this church, we preach and teach the Word of God. We don't entertain people. We teach and preach the Word of God. We communicate God's love and truth through the life-transforming message of Jesus. And we passionately believe that it is only Jesus who can transform people's lives. Amen? Amen? It's only Jesus who can radically transform people's lives. And if you're prepared to wholeheartedly contribute to fulfilling that mission statement, you should consider becoming a partner of Rock Christian Center. The third declaration on the card says, I desire to become a partner of the vision of the church to be a growing Christian, a growing church, growing out in evangelism and mission, growing together in community, growing up in maturity, and growing larger or bigger in numbers. And that is taken from Acts 2, 42 to 47, which is the basis of our fourfold vision. It's the story of the first church in Jerusalem and what they did. They gathered together, they listened to the apostles' teaching, they broke bread together, they saw signs and wonders happening. So many things in those verses, such key verses for us as a church. And so we ask partners to work with us to fulfill our fourfold vision of growth with all its associated aims and commitments. The fourth declaration says, as a partner of Rock Christian Center, I am committing myself to make every effort to grow and develop a lifestyle that is consistent with the biblical values of the church by, and then it lists eight specific areas. You see, Christianity is not just about becoming a Christian. And when you become a Christian, that's not the end, it's the beginning. It's the beginning of a journey. And you know, we should be able to share how we have been growing as a Christian in the last year. You may have been a Christian as long as I have, 45 years, and some of you have been a Christian far longer than that. But you know, our testimony should not be what God did in our lives 45 years ago, but what God did in our lives this year, last week. You know, because God is at work in our lives and he continues to transform us. He's making us more like himself. So Jesus called his people to be his disciples, his followers, not his converts. Jesus said, if anyone would come after me, they must deny themselves, take up their cross and follow me. Becoming a Christian is the beginning of an exciting journey of discovery. You know, a bit like marriage. You know, when you get married, it shouldn't be downhill from there, should it? It's the beginning of an exciting discovery. It doesn't always seem like it, though, does it? Let's be real. Let's be honest. It doesn't always seem like it, but it should be the beginning of an exciting discovery, and you become more like one another. It's quite scary. And I can tell you how Trish will react to certain things because I know her so well. We've been married for 40 years. Two life sentences. And you know, sometimes we end up saying exactly the same things. It's scary, isn't it? Because you you become more like one another. And the aim of, when you become a Christian, as you go on in that journey, you become more like Jesus. People out there should be able to see that you are like Jesus, because we are his hands and feet. We are his representatives here on earth in that sense. So partnership of Rock Christian Center is for those who are prepared to make every effort to grow and develop as a Christian, to live a life that's consistent with what the Bible teaches. Didn't you find that when I first became a Christian? There were all manner of things that were out of order in my life. Praise God that he didn't show me all the things straight away. Otherwise, I might have jumped off the local cliff or something. You know, he gradually puts his finger on things in our lives that he wants to sort out, doesn't he? And then we deal with that, and then he moves on, and there's another layer of the onion that needs to be peeled off so that we become more Christ-like in our lives. And so, you know, our lives should be modeled on the teaching example of Jesus. And this commitment to grow and develop as a Christian is unpacked in 8 statements which are backed up by the Bible, by Bible verses on the card. So first of all, and I'm going to go through these quite quickly, living a life of faith and obedience to God's word and becoming more like Jesus in every part of my life. You know, we cannot be growing as a Christian if we don't have faith. God's word teaches us without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. But also, faith without works is dead, the Bible says. So obedience to God's word and becoming more like Jesus in every area of our lives is vitally important too. And as I said, God's word, the Bible, is at the heart of Rock Christian Center. And partnership is all about living out our Christian faith, obeying God's commands, becoming more like Jesus. And it's a process. It's something that we continually work on. None of us are perfect. We can pretend that we are mature. You know, it always worries me when people say that they're mature Christians. You know, we've still got all got L plates on, folks. And, you know, when we say that we are, you know, we're saying, well, I'm a mature Christian. So often, the most people who claim that they're mature Christians show the most immature attitudes to one another. They really do. You know, the reality is we're all learning. We're all growing. We all need to be humble in that way. We all make mistakes. We all get things wrong, even pastors as well. But we need to have that passion to be more like Jesus in every area of our lives, don't we? And then secondly, developing intimacy with God by worshiping him in spirit and truth. So partnership is not just growing in our understanding, our head knowledge of God and his word. It is growing in relationship with Jesus, developing intimacy with God through his spirit. So word and worship lie at the heart of Rock Christian Center. And worship is an expression of our relationship and intimacy with God. I think we are so incredibly blessed as a church with our worship. Don't you agree? You know, we're not glorifying the worship leaders. They don't want that. But they lead us into the presence of the Lord. And that's so key. You know, you go to other churches. When I go to other churches, I miss the worship of this place. It's real, it's wonderful, it's vibrant. And God is in the house. God is present through the worship. And so we praise God. So worship is so important. And the question is to each one of us is, do you have a relationship with Jesus? And is it growing? Are you developing that intimacy, that worship with God? If you are, then you should consider becoming a partner of Rock Christian Center. Thirdly, developing a life of prayer. Jesus expected his disciples to pray. Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Prayer is a vitally important part of Rock Christian Center. We expect partners of the church to be committed to prayer, to develop a lifestyle of prayer, to pray in all circumstances, wherever they are. You know, prayer is not just for a Sunday. You know, it says pray without ceasing in the Bible. You know, we can pray in each and every situation. We can pray at work when we're doing work. Do a good work, do a good job, but be praying about it. You know, I pray quite a lot when I'm driving the car, not as much as my passengers do. But, you know, you don't have to shut your eyes to pray. It's not advisable to shut your eyes and pray when you're in the car. It's just not a sensible thing to do. But, you know, we don't have to go, we don't have to be have our hands together. We don't have to, you know, shut our eyes. We don't have to be in church to pray. We can pray. What a privilege. We have a hotline directly to God. I've said it before, but how many of us, probably this week, have spent hours hanging on a phone call, waiting to speak to a person? You know, so often it's automated, isn't it? And you're trying to get something, you're really frustrated about something, something needs to be changed in your life, you know, the phone's gone wrong or something like that, whatever it may happen, or maybe the utility company. And you can never get through to an actual person to speak to them, for starters, let alone anyone who's actually got the power to do anything about your situation and resolve your situation. They just pass you off to someone else. And you're left pressing this button and that button and every other button. We can pray. We can talk directly to God Almighty, the Father in heaven. What a privilege. What an honor. And we need to be using that. So we expect partners to try to attend at least one of our regular prayer meetings. It's good to pray with one another. I think it is so exciting that we've had to move the Sunday morning prayer meeting from this little corridor here out to there because too many people were coming to fit in there. That's a great sign for the health of the church, isn't it? But you know, praise God, if we got so big that we couldn't fit in there, so we had to meet in here. So we had a prayer meeting service before we had the service. You know, let's be passionate about prayer. Let's be soaking the church in prayer. Let's be soaking people's situations in prayer. It's so important that we are involved in that. And not only do we have the Sunday morning prayer, but prayer in growth groups, there's the monthly breakthrough lives. Do try and make an effort to get to those monthly breakthrough lives. There's a monthly growth groups together where we pray, as we did this last Wednesday. It was a great time and great to have a good number of people here. We have the monthly prayer walks, etc. So are you trying to develop a life of prayer? Then think about becoming a partner of Rock Christian Center. Fourthly, seeking the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible commands us to be filled with the Spirit. It tells us to keep in step with the Spirit, to live by the Spirit, to do not quench or grieve the Holy Spirit. It says eagerly desire spiritual gifts. Eagerly desire spiritual gifts. Be hungry for them. As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you. It's the same word, root word, that says here, eagerly desire spiritual gifts. Be really hungry for spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy, it says. The Bible tells us the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And boy, does our family and our neighbours and our workmates and the city of Sheffield need more people who are full of love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. That will transform your family. It will transform your relationships. It will transform your marriage. It will transform every part of your life. It will transform the environment that you work in. It will transform your environment. And eventually it will transform our city and our nation. The fruit of the Spirit. So important. So important. So the work of the Holy Spirit is key to everything we do as a church. And partners of Rock Christian Center should be actively seeking the presence and the power and the fruit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Fifthly, pursuing Christ-like maturity and faithful ministry by discovering my gifts and where possible serving on at least one RCC team. The Bible tells us that we should not stay as baby Christians, needing to be spoon-fed everything, dependent on others for our spiritual life. The Bible calls us to grow up in our salvation, to become mature. And part of that maturing process is discovering God's will and plan and purpose for our lives. Discovering the gifts that God has given you. Did you know that God has given you a gift? Not too sure. Now, God delights to give good gifts to his children. God has given each one of us our gifts, and he wants us to be using them in his service. Praise God, we haven't all got the same gift. There's some things that I'm gifted in, there's some things which I'm very definitely not gifted in. And we need to be using those gifts to grow together as a church. You know, that's so important, to build up the church. We shouldn't be expecting people to always serve us and look after us. We need to grow in serving others. We need to be finding out what we can do to help others. We need to be contributing to the building of Jesus' church and his kingdom. We expect all partners of Rock Christian Center to be actively contributing to the ministry of the church, to be serving one another, to serve the needs of this community. We want every partner, where possible, to be actively serving on one of the many teams in the church. And there's so many roles and opportunities for service at Rock Christian Center. There are some big vacancies. I mentioned some of those earlier on. Where will you get involved as a partner of Rock Christian Center? We're looking for partners, not passengers. It's a big difference between a partner and a passenger. If you're a passenger of this church, you'll come in here on a Sunday morning and you'll probably complain if someone's sitting in the seat that you normally sit in. You'll sit in it, you'll go and you'll have a tea and coffee, and you might be a bit upset if it's not exactly how you want it or the biscuits aren't any use or whatever it may happen to be. And then when you feel like it, you'll go out of the door and drive your car away, and that will be your commitment to the church for the year. That's being a passenger. God's not looking for passengers. He's looking for people who will partner with him and with his church in the building of the kingdom of God. Amen? Amen. That's so important. Sixthly, demonstrating the love of God to others, welcoming newcomers, encouraging fellow believers, supporting leaders, and building meaningful relationships through regular attendance, circumstances permitting, at Sunday services in the growth community. You know, the command to love one another is repeated multiple times in the New Testament. I think it's about 142 times in the New Testament the command is love one another. Why does it need to be repeated so much? Because we find it hard to love one another. You don't have any problems loving the people that you are similar to or that you like and you get on well. It's a little bit more of a challenge, isn't it? Loving other people who tend to get up your nose. No, who do things different from you. But you know, we're called to love one another. And I praise God that despite all the diversity in this church, do you know this church has got every reason that any church has ever split over? We've got different cultures, we've got different styles, we've got so many different things. We support different football clubs, you know, all these things, you know, which people split and divide over. But love brings us together. Let's keep loving one another. It's so important. But true love for others will always be demonstrated in our actions and reactions. If you're always avoiding someone, it shows that you're not actually loving them, because you're always avoiding them. Jesus calls us to love one another deeply from the heart, and that will show in our actions and our attitudes. You cannot build meaningful relationships if you only attend the church occasionally, because you're a passenger again. A passenger gets on the bus and gets off the bus. Doesn't necessarily build any relationships with the other people on the bus. You know, you need to spend time with people, don't you, to build meaningful relationships. And so we ask Rock Christian Center partners to make attending church services and the growth group a priority in their lives. And if partners stop attending church or live stream for 6 months, will remove their partnership status in that sense, because they're no longer operating as partners. Seventhly, becoming a good steward and generous giver, where possible, tithing 10% of my income to Rock Christian Center. Wow, that's a challenge, isn't it? We'll quickly whip over that one. No, we won't. You see, the Bible teaches the principle of generous and joyful giving. Joyful giving, not... No, how difficult is it to get your wallet out of your pocket or to go on to online banking, whatever it may happen to be nowadays. But it's more blessed to give than to receive, the Bible says. God loves a joyful giver. You know, our offerings should be times of joy, shouldn't they? Because we're able to give back out of all that God has blessed us with. The Old Testament teaches the principle of tithing and offering, and tithing was usually 10% of income with offerings on top. And you know, if you come regularly to Rock Christian Center, we do not preach a prosperity gospel here at this church. We don't demand or pressurize people about money and giving. But we do believe that God blesses those who give generously. And many of us can testify to God's amazing blessing, amazing provision for us as we have given back to Him. Don't expect God's blessing on your finances and possessions if you're holding on to your money for yourself or your gifts and abilities to yourself. The danger is we end up disobeying God and robbing him and his church of what is rightfully his. We expect partners in that sense of Rock Christian Center to be tithing their income to the church where possible. And God is faithful to his promises. He blesses obedience. He blesses good stewardship. He blesses generosity, praise God. And then eighthly, finally, growing as a contagious Christian, sharing Jesus with others and inviting people to Rock Christian Center services and events. Jesus' great commission to all his disciples at the end of Matthew 28 commands, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And so we expect partners of Rock Christian Center to be actively sharing the good news of Jesus with their family, with their friends, with their workmates, with their neighbors, with all those around us. It's part of being a Christian, isn't it? To give away our faith, to share the good news of Jesus with others. We want to be sharers of good news. And you know, the good news should be reflected in our faces when we're talking about Jesus, shouldn't it? You know, it's not tremendously attractive. If you say, well, you really need to have Jesus in your life, you know. Do you know you're going to hell without Jesus? You know, it's good news, folks. There is a way of salvation. We have got good news to share. We may not have a cure for cancer, but we've got a cure for something far more dangerous than cancer, and that's sin, which leads to eternal death, not physical death. And so we've got good news of salvation, good news that can rescue and save people. And we need to be out there sharing that good news, not just expecting people to come in and hear it, but actually going out to people, go and make disciples, says Jesus, not tell them to come to church in the hope that the pastor will convert them. And so we expect partners to be actively sharing the good news of Jesus. So in summary, hopefully that's helped you to understand what partnership at Rock Christian Center is all about. We're not desperate for people to become Rock Christian Center partners. Partnership itself is not the all important. It's not that important to us. A far greater priority is that people are truly born again believers who are seeking to grow and mature in their faith, who are becoming disciples of Jesus, who are devoted to Jesus in every area of life, including the eight areas outlined in the partnership declaration and backed up by the Bible verses. Becoming a partner of Rock Christian Center is a serious commitment. We don't want anyone to take it lightly. So only come forward in a few moments if you're ready to make that commitment today. What we're going to do is we're going to welcome in new partners. There may not be very many, there may be...